Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Tuesday, where hit music lives.
Give me a scream if you're from Essex, throw it.
This is Radio Essex, the hit music station. Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Right, still Tuesday then in the sunshine. Thank you to Connor. Another marathon shift from Connor there. 5 hours, everybody. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah! What up, Connor?
Cheers!
Let's do Jonas Brothers.
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex. Miley Cyrus and Flowers. Hope you're doing okay. It is Chris and Scott. We do the driving home bit. Connor does the other bits. He covers Jack when Jack's teeth fall out, and then Mike and Sue do the breakfast show. It's a perfect little team. Works
in,
really well.
I walked in and Chris went, why are you not asking why Jack's not on the radio? I went, Jack, why are you not on the radio? And he went, my teeth fell out. I was like, okay.
He it happened at about 12:25, I think. He was just about to come in to do his show, had a bite out of his lunch, and his teeth fell out.
Brilliant.
So yeah, Jack is, and now Connor's off tomorrow, so Jack's double shifting tomorrow, but with all his teeth. They're getting his teeth sorted out at the moment, apparently. Luckily, that's not the most attractive male body type, the teeth, because that wouldn't work for Jack. New survey and stuff, thought we'd go through this. A recent survey found that women find that dad bods are the hottest body, more than chiseled abs. Who are these women?
Right, no, they're lying.
My idea on this is their husbands are standing next to them while they're being asked, I'd imagine.
Well, no, right. So I've actually, TikTok's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And I've seen lots of TikToks where you've got these women going, oh, no, we really like a dad bod. And I'm like, you don't. You definitely don't. You're lying.
I think they're walking down the high street. They're walking down, they're in Braintree at Freeport. They're walking around, lovely day. Somebody goes, excuse me, miss. Yes, how can I help you? Favourite bod types, like the chiselled abs look or like the beer belly dad bod. And then she's going, oh, easily the... And then she looks round and remembers that she's standing with her husband who's got a bit of a dad bod. And she's like, the dad bod, definitely.
Or the guy that's doing the interviewing has got a dad bod.
That'd be it. Ladies are much more likely to go for a natural-looking physique rather than somebody with a six-pack. It's 51% of ladies prefer untoned physiques and beer bellies.
I tell you what, I'm winning.
Right, I'm here for that story. 11 minutes after 3, Big Drive Home, Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Hopefully you're enjoying the sunshine this afternoon. It does make the week feel a bit easier, doesn't it?
Win the sun, yeah, definitely.
Loving it. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding, Miracle, playing next on Radio Essex. Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding and Miracle, number one on the UK Hot 40 Countdown last week. You can find out if it's still there Sunday afternoon from 4 on Radio Essex. Little plug for another one of my little shows.
I can't believe you just done that, actually.
I'm allowed to. It's a show on this station, so it makes sense.
If it's a show without me.
I didn't actually do the show. Jack did it last week.
Oh.
When his teeth were still in.
He still
had teeth then, yeah, so that was it. First World Problems, had one today. I know we talk about First World Problems on the show every now and again.
We do.
I left here yesterday, went to Sainsbury's, did a weekly shop. Bearing in mind that we'd eaten a lot of stuff before we went on holiday to clear the fridge out before we went on holiday. Yep. So there was literally no meat or anything like that. So it was a proper shop. Went to Sainsbury's, did the whole scan as you go thing on your phone. I got the Smart Shop app, so it's nice and easy. Filled up the trolley, then realised halfway around I normally take bags out my car, put them in the trolley. Bags for life, so I can pack as I go.
Yep.
So then when I finish doing the scan, pick up the bags, get in the car, bosh, off I go home. And Karen's always like, oh, you're really good at that. I didn't think you'd be able to handle that. So I was like, yeah, I can do that. Went in there yesterday, halfway around, realised I hadn't got the bags. I was like, I've left the bags in the car. So now I've just got a trolley full of loose food. And I thought, that's all right, because I'll get back to the car and I'll just bag in the car. I'll just do that. Be fine.
So rather than buying...
I was going to pay for it on the Smart Shop. You pay for it.
Yeah.
And then you take the trolley, go to the car, and then... Because what I can't do is buy any more bags for life.
So
because
I've got
at the moment,
so many.
I've got I would have to live to about 700, 800 or 900 years to go through all the bags for life that I've got.
So many.
I can't buy, every time I go to Sainsbury's, I seem to buy 5 more bags for life.
Yes, bad.
And then in my car, it's just an orange sea in the back of my car of bags for life. So I thought, no, this time, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to the car. Anyway, did the shopping, couple hundred quid, lots of loose items in my trolley.
A lot.
It's a lot. It's stacked with stuff. So I wheeled down to the car. My car's miles away because it was busy last night. Wheeled all the way down to my car, opened the boot up. No bags for life. I've got no bags in my car at all. So now I've got a full trolley of food and a car, but no bags.
So you went back into the shop?
No, because then I would have had to wheel all my food on the, in the trolley back into the shop, into the actual bit before you pay, to buy the bags. And I would have had to pay for the bags and then gone, I've paid for all this food already. And I just thought, I can't be bothered. So I literally just put all the food in the back of my car.
Just loose.
I didn't have any choice.
Well, you didn't have a choice. The choice was to go back into the shop.
The only thing I had, and I don't know if you got this in your Mercedes, underneath where the wheel goes, where the spare wheel would normally go, there's like a crate.
There is a crate.
So I had the crate. So I managed to get the yogurt and the milk and anything that would damage my car forever went in the crate. Everything else just went around the crate.
That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I knocked on the door to bring the shopping. Karen answered the door and she goes, you bring the shopping in? I went, yeah. And I walked in with like a box of fruit and fibre and she went, is it all individual in your car? And I went, yeah, this is going to take a while. It literally took about an hour to bring the shopping in.
It's that, I mean, that is bad. I mean, I think you should have gone back in. But yeah. I did actually, I was in a shop.
Is this a first world problem?
Well, the guy pretty much said, I'm not paying for bags. And I watched him put everything in his pockets. It was the most painful thing I've ever seen. And I was like, mate, do you need a pound or something? And he was like, no, it's the principle, mate. It's the principle. And he just put everything in his pockets.
I remember saying about 2 months ago when Harry bought the actual basket home. Metal basket.
Clever.
He did the same thing. He got to his car and went, what am I supposed to do? So he just put the basket in his car and then drove off. Which I've taken back to Sainsbury's now.
Have you?
Yeah, I have now. First world problems, if you've got any that you want to share with us, it's Tuesday, it's a bit sunny outside, so these would be proper first world problems. Grab us on the app as well, let us know what you got. So Father's Day coming up, and so is Motorfest. That's good timing. Coming to Chelmsford 17th and 18th of June in King's Park. And you've been texting for your chance to win a family ticket so you can go and see loads of motoring displays, go and see the entertainment. Our very own Ross and John are going to be down there hosting the main stage as well. So for all the details, the T's and C's, check out radioessex.com. This week, we're giving away 10 family tickets in the workdays with Connor and Jack for your chance to win. Listen tomorrow morning from 10 and be ready for your phone to ring. Good luck. It's Radio Essex, Harry Styles and Adore You. Dad of the week going to Rob from Malden today. His first world problem is he's had to camp the night with his daughter outside Wembley just so he can get a good place in the Harry Styles gig tonight.
Wow, what a good dad.
Dad of the week, Robin Malden. Well done, Rob. Camped all night with his daughter outside Wembley just to get a good seat for Harry Styles tonight, a good place in the stadium tonight. Well, he's playing Wembley, isn't he, tonight? For about a week?
Yeah, he's there a week.
Oh, just a week.
Just a week of Wembley.
Wow, what a guy. What a guy.
Rob, enjoy that with your daughter tonight. Other first world problems that come in. Guys, says Debs, guys, I had to really work hard today. I had to move 8 plants from one of my windowsills in the conservatory to another windowsill because the wind blowing the blinds too much kept making a noise.
What an awful
first world problem. Tom from Cafe 316, good afternoon, gents. First world problems. As soon as it gets a little bit cool, the wife has to have the heating on and the blankets out. But I'm not allowed a fan or any windows open when it's hot outside. Quite frankly, if I didn't know I was punching, she could do one.
Very good.
Good knowledge there, Tom. Who else was on there? Alistair the trucker says, this is a first world problem for you guys.
This is a nightmare.
The light sensor for my headlights is malfunctioning, thinks it's dark all the time. I now have to turn my lights on in the car on and off manually.
I think you could probably find someone to do that for you, Tom. Sorry, I'll come round and do it for you because you shouldn't have to go through that.
First world problems. Grab us on the app as well. While you're doing that, David Guetta and Marie is Baby Don't Hurt Me at 3:30. Big drive home. Radio Essex, the 1975, and I am in love with you. M25 anti-clockwise, Junction 30, the A13 Lakeside, broken down lorry. Exit slip is partially blocked, queuing traffic as a result. Also, the A12 this afternoon, northbound. from the M25 at the Brook Street roundabout to the A12. A serious fire there, partially blocking the A12 northbound. That's between the M25 and Mount Nessing. Serious fire blocking that road. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. First world problems, Fran in Malin says, guys, my first world problem is it's too hot. I have to open all the windows and now I have the whole cast of Bug's Life in my flat. Love listening to you guys. Have a good one. That's Fran, the first person I've heard complain about the heat this year.
Right, listen, I'm not complaining about the heat, but I am sort of with Fran there because, I mean, this is a first world problem because my lovely bifold doors.
Yeah.
When I open
the ones that overlook the hot tub.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
But when I open them fully, you know, and you know, because it's quite big, all of the flies come in.
Oh, it's awful. Isn't it? How are you coping?
I have to ignore the flies and face the other way in the hot tub.
Yeah,
so I don't see them.
True. I don't know how you cope.
I don't.
First world problems, please. Grab us on the app as well. We'll do some more of those in a second. Lewis Capaldi coming up. Also, Eliza Rose. And a full update on the roads. Problems on the A12 and the M25. Full details coming up next. It's Radio Essex, Eliza Rose, BOTA. Tuesday's big drive home. Hello to Will. Talking about when you went shopping yesterday, Chris. If you've just tuned in, I mentioned I went shopping yesterday in Sainsbury's and forgot the bag for lives and ended up just carrying all the loose items home in my boot, which went down really well. He says, I'm so guilty of buying so much without a basket. I should learn how to juggle. It would be easier. Another one is when you forget to take something upstairs, like the washing. I refuse to go back down. Ends up staying up there till I run out of clothes.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
There are certain things you just don't do. Like when I do pack the bags properly at Sainsbury's, I have to make sure I do one trip from my car to the kitchen. I'm not coming back for other bags. I'm going to carry as many bags as I can.
I'm so with you.
And I have to make sure my keys are in my right pocket
and
so I can access
them.
Shut
the boot with your elbow.
Yeah, you can do all of that. And I don't look stupid. And then I'm carrying all the bags in and I've got 18 bags in one hand because I need the keys in the other hand to open the front door. I do that all the time. First world problem, Sharon B says, just bought 2 boxes of mixed chocolate choc ices for the guys at work. Now I have 5 ice creams left over. And no freezer to put them in. We have all had 2 each and we don't want any more. They're just going to melt.
I mean, surely you could
squeeze another one in.
You can.
It's ice cream. It's not even real food.
Yeah, it's not real.
Jane from Essex Highways, first time texter. Jane, welcome along to the show.
Chris and Scott, first time texter. For the first
time. Jane from Essex Highways says, first world problems. I'm another listener complaining about the heat. I'm a highway inspector and I'm wearing full PPE, heavy long trousers, long sleeve t-shirt, steel toe capped boots.
And I'm hot now.
Absolutely melting. To make it worse, it's a high vis yellow, which attracts all the flies and bugs.
Of course it does.
So spare a thought for us who have to wear PPE or heavy uniform for work in this weather. Currently inspecting highways in Wickford. I'd check by the B-cache that whole stretch of road, the potholes. I'd check all of that road.
Yeah, it's just all of Essex, really, with the potholes. Just you've got a lot of work to do.
But while you're in Wickford, just the B-cache road, the 132.
It's broke quite a lot of your wheels.
I've had 4 new alloys. So anyway, he said, back to the text. He's currently in Wickford doing inspections. I'm melting. Can't wait to get home for a cool shower. Jane, thank you for texting us. Good to have you on with us as well. Right, it's 10 to 4. Big drive home. It's Radio Essex with Sigala. New tune with Adam Lambert, who's left. Well, he's not left Queen. He's just doing this away from Queen. Teaming up with Sigala is a tune as well. You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. It's Radio Essex, LF System and Hungry for Love. Tuesday's big drive home. Just doing some first world problems. Richard, who's still talking about, I talked about this earlier. I went shopping yesterday. It wasn't clever. I normally have bag for lives in the car. I got into the supermarket, filled up the trolley with food, realised I didn't have any bags with me. Got to the car, thought I'd do it at the car. I line all the bags up in my boot, fill them all up and pack into my car. Got to the car, somebody had taken the bags out of my car. No bags. So I just had to chuck all the food in the car. Richard said, I never take bags into shop. I leave them in the car. Then unload the shopping at the car. That, Richard, is exactly what I was trying to do.
But no, Harry, I don't understand this.
Because Harry would have taken my bags out of my car because he went shopping and didn't put them back in my car.
No, he comes over with a basket normally.
Yeah, he just does it his own way. Anyway, Richard, thanks. Bex, first world problems, not looking forward to getting out of my nice, cool, air-conditioned car. to go to work in a hot, sweaty kitchen full of chef trousers and all the thick chef jackets I have to wear and the hat. Not looking forward to that. I might have to go hide in the walk-in freezer to cool off. Don't shut the door. That's where you'd be heading, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You worked in a place like that. Jane's come back from Essex Highways. I just mentioned Jane. She's working in Wickford today at Essex Highways. I was just saying, just check out the 132. She says, "Hi, Chris. Me again. I know you live in Wickford. Ari, what you said about the 132 Nevenden Bypass." She's got the names of the roads
right. Perfect.
"I've already logged all the potholes on that road, and it has a job on it for resurfacing, which will happen soon. Thought you'd be pleased to know that." Jane for Essex Highways.
Does that mean that she's put the little bit of red paint around them?
They've all got circled paint around them. That's not stopping the potholes.
We'll do this in 2048.
No, Jane is on the case. Jane is on the case. Jane's a listener to us. She knows how to get the job done.
Is she going and doing it herself?
I reckon in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to drive down the Nevenden Bypass, and thanks to Jane off of Essex Highways, it will be a smooth ride.
All right, well then, Jane, can you come to Pitsy?
No, Jane's Essex. She's Wickford. She's my pothole lady.
Go down Wickford Avenue.
You need to find your own pothole.
Go down Wickford Avenue, please, and Pitsy Road. Do that as well, please.
Jane, thank you for what you do. Right, 3 minutes to 4. Big drive home. News and travel coming up.
Right now. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hits music lives on Radio Essex.
How you doing, Essex? Getting home for Tuesday in the sunshine. Zara Larsson coming up and Niall Horan's Meltdown.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3. And it's live.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Zara Larsson and Carton Tamer. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Tuesday. What a gorgeous day. Sunshine around today. It is not going anywhere. Dry and clear this evening. Feeling cooler overnight. Lows down to 10 degrees overnight tonight. And then tomorrow, dry with long periods of sunshine. Highs tomorrow of 27 degrees. It's just getting hotter. Problems on the roads this afternoon. A12 northbound to earlier fire still causing problems between Brook Street and the A12 junction of Mount Nessing. We'll keep an eye on that for you as well. So A12 northbound from the M25 up to junction 12 at Mount Nessing. Earlier fires still got some problems there on the northbound stretch. We'll look into that for you. Keep you updated on the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex, 13 minutes after 4. Rudimental and Charlotte Plank, Dancing is Healing. It's Chris and Scott, producer Tom here. Stevie off today. He's back on the show tomorrow, so Sean Moore looking after news. And of course, to travel every 20 minutes. And extra sometimes. I throw in extra travel. I just like sprinkle a little bit of travel on top
and
as well.
A bit of weather as well.
I'm chucking weather. I've done some weather. We pretty much cater. If you're driving home from work in Essex, pretty much got it going down for you.
I mean, you even mentioned the A13 a little while ago, and I'm going to Lakeside.
Mate, I've just got a load of potholes fixed in Wickford.
I know.
I mean, we are literally the Big Drive Home.
You are literally doing it for Essex, aren't
I? Should have said, Chris and Scott, producer Tom here, Stevie off today, so sure more on news, and Jane from Essex Highways looking after the potholes. We've got it on, we're locked down with this.
We have. We've completed it, mate.
Completed it. This is, and also some interesting content from the papers today.
Okay. Wow.
Doesn't sound as good. Being keen to impress is a good thing. Telling porkies on your CV is probably not a great idea.
No.
Bit of lying on your CV. More than 6 out of 10 people are doing it right now. 6 out of 10 more people are lying on their CV than not lying on their CV. They've told an outright lie to make a good impression on employers. Surveys found this out. Most fib about IT skills, unusual hobbies. I like kite flying. I watched the detectorists, and now I'm into metal detectoring. That type of thing.
Flying planes.
Flying pretend planes. I mean, who would do that?
Yeah.
languages. Who's going to... Why would you lie and say, yeah, I speak French? Oh, oui. What? I'm all right in a minute. No, oui, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, of course, yes. French, yes.
I know all the French. All the French.
Très bien. people lie about languages. Très bien. Very good.
Oh, but you said Très bien.
Because I was comedy. I was doing it.
Oh, you're doing comedy. Sorry, wasn't it? Très bien, brilliant. Sorry, carry on.
You finished?
Yeah, yeah, I've done that.
Ooh la la. Ooh la la.
Wow.
Exam grades, people lying about exams and what grades they got. 63% of us admitted to lying or exaggerating. 16% falsely claiming to speak another language. Why would you do that?
It's silly.
So this job is you're a Spanish translator.
Okay, I can
You definitely
that.
Speak Spanish. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 27% inflated their IT skills. How did you blag your way into your job? Is what I want to know. There might have been a little white lie, you said. You could be anonymous, but how did you blag your way into the job you do now that possibly if you didn't do that little blag, you might not be doing what you do now? It doesn't matter. You've got the job now. You've done it. You're on lockdown. You're brilliant at it. But what was the little white lie you said maybe to help you get that job is what we want to know. 81400. Put the word Essex at the front of your message. Grab us on the app. You can be anonymous.
I'm just thinking about whether I pretended I could sing.
yeah, we'll find out. Radio Essex, Anne-Marie, 2002, big drive home. Thank you very much for your texts, especially those of you that are admitting to lying to get your current job. How did you blag your way into your new job? Jenny in Chelmsford. Never gave a grade on my CV. I just said that I passed that course. Didn't say, well, how I passed.
Yeah, passed that.
Thank you, Jenny. John in Brightling C says, so I work in IT and I list every system I've worked on. And in one particular interview, they asked me about a system I'd logged into once. I said I'd had in-depth knowledge of it and worked with it for 4 years. Turns out they don't even use that system anyway. So he did. So it was fine. He got the job on the basis of that and got there and realised he didn't need it. Phil's coming in with first world problems. We've done first world problems, Phil. But thank you very much for that. Your story you just told us off air about how you got your job in the market.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. So when I was younger, before I'd done five and stuff like that, I worked on the market stalls. You know, I'd like put the frame up and then do it all. And so when I went for the interview, he went to me, have you got experience in market? I said, yeah. So I've been doing it for a while. I said, he said, where? And I said, oh, the Thurrock one. And he was like, I didn't even know there was one. He went, yeah. He went, oh yeah.
So you could have said, yeah, I've been doing Thurrock for a while. And he could have said, there isn't a market in Thurrock. But luckily for you, there was.
There was. And I said, yeah. I said, I know exactly what I'm doing. He went, right, okay. Turn up in the morning. So I got there, 4 o'clock in the morning, wherever it was, set up time. And he went, you've got to put this frame up. And I went, what? I said, Phil used a different frame, actually, and he knew I was blagging it.
Did you keep the job?
I got the job, and then I had another job. I used to set up and set down, and I used to love it. Loved working on the market.
So I think there's so many people that do the blag. They say a blag to get the job, and actually once they're in the job, it's fine, because one's ever asked. I said I worked on Capital.
And look, did you not work on Capital?
50-50, it's Cupid. It's Radio Essex, David Guetta, BB Rexha, and I'm Good. Tuesday, big drive home, problems on the M25, also Howe Green, pretty slow on the 130 northbound, heavy traffic at the A12 Chelmsford Bypass. Full look at the roads, coming up next on the big drive home. It's Radio Essex with RD, Cat Burns, and Home for My Heart. It's Chris and Scott, it's the big drive home, 4:45 on a Tuesday in the sunshine. Podcast is back on the radio, or wherever you get your podcast from, because we're back on the radio, the podcast. Is bad. Did Ross and John not do a podcast on our podcast feed last week?
No.
Lazy.
Well,
do you want a mic?
Can I have a mic? Can I have
a microphone?
I wouldn't mind one.
Grab it.
Will this be on there?
The bit where your mic wasn't on, yeah.
Yeah. So they did. So was they being lazy, or Tom, or was you being lazy?
Tom was being lazy.
but it is the Chris and Scott Big Drive Home podcast. It would be weird if it wasn't Chris and Scott on it.
Yeah.
I think.
It would be a little bit weird.
They do their own podcast outside of work.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Comedy Capers.
It's Organic Capers.
Hang on, whoa.
Well, so we're allowed to mention Comedy Capers, but we're not allowed to do birthdays.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to mention, say, the A to Z of Men.
No.
So, but we're allowed to say Comedy Capers, which
we're
is
trying,
John's
We're trying
podcast.
Very hard to do our own podcast.
We are really trying hard.
And we keep coming up with ideas that feel really good for about 3 days. And then we go, no, it's not the one.
We want to do, like, we want it to be perfect.
We'd like the A to Z of Men not to have happened so we could just do that again.
Because that was amazing.
It's just so easy.
We loved that.
But in the meantime, we do have a Radio Essex podcast, which is the one we are allowed to talk about. And it's available to download wherever you get your podcasts from. And what it is this. but without the music and the adverts and the travel and the news and all the other information stuff. It's just the chit chat.
It's the gold.
Yeah, it's the comedy gold. And you can download that. It's
wherever you get comedy capers, you can download that.
You can download it wherever you get your A to Z of men. And it's it goes out. But what astonishes me, and I watch Tom and how he works during the day.
Yeah.
It's astounding that it's live by about 7 o'clock.
It does astound me because earlier, you know, little Pete behind the curtain, he went out for about 15 minutes, come back, and then he said... I haven't got any of the things I went out for. And then he wandered back off again for another 20 minutes. Like,
if we had stairs here, he'd literally go upstairs and not remember why he'd gone upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah. Like, you'd do that here if we had stairs.
That's normal. That's perfectly normal for me.
I would like you to download the podcast tonight. Give it a go. And the other thing with the podcast, if you miss a show and you're a regular and you're like, oh, they keep talking about something they did on Monday, you can just go to Monday's podcast, get your fix, get yourself up to date again.
Yeah, it's very good. I like it. I listen to it quite a bit.
Big Drive Home Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, search for the Big Drive Home Podcast and you will find it on there. It's 4:48 with Lewis Capaldi. Radio Essex, Dua Lipa, Elton John and Cold Heart. 5 to 5, Big Drive Home. You remember Keith Flynn's pub that he had? It was in Chelmsford, wasn't it? Near Chelmsford, Pleshy Way.
Yeah.
And he had that, and I think he quit the pub before he passed away, but it was always known as his pub. And then recently, the person that owned it had left, and it's been shut, I think, since April this year. Right. The current tenant had left.
I think it was April last year.
Was it last year? So it's been closed for over a year now.
Okay.
And it looks like there's a little management group getting together to see, you know, how we could reopen the leather bottle and have that back in the Essex life.
That'd be good.
It was such a cool pub. He used to be pictured there by the fireplace, didn't he?
Yeah.
And it was like, it was so weird because it was a real kind of juxtaposition from who he was in The Prodigy and him in a pub, in a country pub sitting by the fire. Yeah. It was like, wow, this guy's so cool. But if that pub does open again, so we live and learn with that. We'll keep an eye on it for you. But yeah, if you're a fan of that or if you've been down there before to the Leather Bottle, it looks like it could be reopening. They're trying to see if they could work it as like a community pub. So quite a few people involved in running it and putting some money involved in it as well, which would be amazing. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. Right, 5 to 5, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Travel coming up. We'll update the latest headlines as well with Sean Moore at 5.
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building. This is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
So getting you home for Tuesday on The Big Drive Home is Chris and Scott. Just gone 5 o'clock, LF System coming up with Afraid to Feel. First, Brandy Miley Cyrus.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, A to Z of music coming up very soon. LF System, there's Afraid to Feel. Miley Cyrus, I love that new tune, Jaded. Sheeran over the weekend smashed an all-time attendance record for a concert. He played at the MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to 89,000 fans, which is the most they've ever had there for a gig.
It's a lot of people.
Guy is incredible. Whenever people think Ed Sheeran's sort of like, you know, he's getting ready to end his career and that, you know, and if he'd lost that lawsuit in New York, he would have ended his career. 89,000 people went to see him at the weekend in New Jersey.
I mean, the thing is, I think his new album is as good as his first stuff.
Best work he's done, do you think?
No, I don't think you can beat the first album, in my opinion. But it's really
what's on the
good.
First album? You got Let Go House, Don't. No, I Need You, Don't. No, 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 Don't's following up.
Yeah, following up. Yes, you've got 18, obviously. Let Go House, Drunk.
I Don't Need You, Don't Need Me, that one.
You need me, man.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah.
That's why I remember all the words. Yeah. This is Ed Sheeran with Eyes Closed, new tune. Big Drive Home, Radio Essex, 5:10. Ed Sheeran, Eyes Closed, Big Drive Home. We need to end the show soon. If you've got, you know, a need to end the show and get yourself on the radio, then this is the exact feature for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's you becoming the star of the show. And Tom has had a good idea to me.
Really?
So, yes, oh, no, yeah, no, you was out.
Go on, Tom, what's your idea?
So I was thinking we could end the show tonight in the style of performing in front of 89,000 people because Ed Sheeran's broken the record.
Of course he has.
Okay, so how would you do that, Tom?
Thank you.
Why are you going? No, the crowd do that. I can put the crowd in there from a stadium.
Oh. So I'd be like, thank you.
So we need, we'll put the sound effects in afterwards, post-production.
So all you need to do is
imagine this noise.
Thank you so much. I can't believe it, guys. Tuesday, completed it, mate.
That's not fair, because you've actually done that.
Yeah, but that I did think that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So that's how we want you to end the show tonight. You are talking to 89,000 people like Ed Sheeran at the weekend at the MetLife concert, and you're saying Tuesday, completed it, mate. But give us a little thank you.
Yeah, no, that'd be really good.
And then we'll add this onto it, and we'll make it sound really good. Get your voice notes in. You can do that via the app. Tuesday, completed it, mate, is what we're looking for, and the A to Z of music is coming up. It's Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, 525, and time for this.
Now, the A to Z of music.
And being a Tuesday,
rap stars and DJs.
We're looking for rap stars and DJs that begin with the letter N for nanny.
November.
Naz.
So you've got...
Naz would work.
Yeah. Nelly.
Nelly's a good shout. Neo... He's not a DJ or rap star.
No. Must be. Is there a DJ beginning with N?
Nicky Campbell. Yeah, let's go with Nicky Campbell. I don't know. I'm sure that... Do you know what? I think people will come up with...
I think so.
...loads of suggestions. Rap stars, DJs... beginning with a letter N is what we're looking for tonight. If you've got any suggestions for us, very easy to get in touch. You can grab us on the app as well, put your suggestions through. I'm just having a look through the Radio Essex catalogue of hits.
Naughty Boy's
a good shout. Rap stars
no,
and DJs.
Will, not me. I'll,
Notorious
I'll,
B.I.G.
Taking...
Yeah.
Yes.
Notorious B.I.G. is a good
that's
shout.
That's the winner, isn't it?
Might not be. Not much of the NWA we can play. Nora Jones isn't a rap star or DJ.
No,
I'm sure there's loads of suggestions on there, but there you go. There's one to start with. You can. Nicki Minaj.
I'll take Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, go Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Norman Cook.
Norman Cook, says Joe Kinch off of the evening show.
Well Slim done.
Great shout. Norman Cook's the DJ in there as well. Get your suggestions in A1400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message and you can grab us on the app as well. We'll do those and find your choices in about 5 minutes. Talking in the studio about Rag & Bone Man. His voice is insane. You've seen him live, haven't you, Tom?
Yeah, I saw him live in 2017. And he was amazing.
A booming voice out the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible voice. What's he doing now?
I don't know. He seems to just pop up at gigs.
I'm pretty sure he was in EastEnders at Christmas. No, you think I'm joking. He was.
Yeah. Rag & Bone Man was in EastEnders over Christmas.
He was singing a song.
Yeah.
On EastEnders at Christmas.
No.
I swear he was.
He was.
He was. I turned it on. I was like, "What's going on?"
This is outside the Queen Vic.
He was outside the Queen Vic singing. I didn't know what was going on.
Wow. That's bizarre.
It was really weird.
Yeah, there you go, Rag & Bone Man. Last gig at EastEnders, Albert Square.
Yeah, pop up.
Right, then, the A to Z of music is the letter N, and it's DJs and rap stars, and these are the two we're going for today. Nightcrawlers.
This is a good song.
This could be being played on your way home before 6 tonight if you want to hear the Nightcrawlers. Put the word Nightcrawlers in your message box and on the app as well. Or on a hot summer's day, how about...
Wednesday.
No, Nelly.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, this would sound good as well.
This one, please.
With your windows down, your roof down.
And then you go, hey, must be the money!
Who do you want to hear? Let us know. Nelly or the Nightcrawlers. App and text open. We'll play the winning tune just before 6 tonight. Jack Harlow. First Class. Talking of First Class coming up from 6 tonight. It's nice, isn't it?
Really good.
Yeah. Joe Kinch.
First Class radio over here.
Yeah, First Class. You can fly First Class with Joe Kinch coming up.
Joe?
Yep.
I was just looking out the window. And I'm quite hungry, and I've just watched you demolish a chicken curry.
You didn't know it was so, did you?
I just had a chicken curry.
Tom just come out and was like, "We've been trying to work out
I said he's eating a curry, a full curry. Yeah. The size of it, it was bigger than the plate.
It was not.
It was a lot of curry.
His desk, so you can get a picture of where we are. So we're in a radio studio, which looks like a typical radio studio. Got a big window on one side where Stevie Shillinglaw sits in the newsroom, and another big window on the other side, which is basically the office.
Uh-huh.
And in front of us is Joe Kinch's desk.
Yep.
He wasn't doing much work. He was demolishing a curry.
It was a mountain of curry.
At the time I thought, have I got time to eat it before I go?
Always got time. You got time to do that on air. There's always time to eat a curry.
Well, no. If there's anyone that eats in the studio, it's Jack, isn't it? We come in sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I did something the other night. Tom will vouch for this because he was still here. I had put it in the microwave and I looked at the time and I thought, right, okay, ran back in here. Did a link on the radio, come out, as I walked through the door, back out, the microwave pinged, and I was like, oh, that was perfect
they
timing.
They should do times for DJs on microwave meals. So where it normally sits two minutes 30, you should just say, Jack Harlow, first class.
Yeah.
And then let's stand for a Nelly, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's
very clever.
What's coming up on the show tonight, Joe?
Hot 7 at 7.
We will be hot after that curry.
It will be, yeah.
You liked the number one song yesterday.
Yeah, the Sigala, Adam
Lambert
yep. song. I like that a lot.
It's good in the sun, isn't it?
We just played that. Yeah, it does sound very good.
Yeah.
I heard it last night. I heard you from 6 to 6:30, got the Sainsbury's. And then I heard you from 7:20 come out of Sainsbury's because I had to load all the car individually, which was
a long old Sainsbury's trip.
It was a lot. Well, it was more about, I won't go into it again because we did it at the beginning of the show, but I didn't have any bags with me. So I literally had to put £150 worth of food loose. It just
didn't
just
take the basket.
No, didn't even do that. Didn't have a basket. I had a trolley. Uh-huh. So I literally just tipped it all in the back of my car and then drove off. So, it was a long time in Sainsbury's. Then I heard you at 7:20 and you were wrapping up the hot 7 at 7.
Yep, which we'll do from 7 o'clock tonight. Excellent. And we'll find out if Sigala can hold on.
We're asking people to end the show today because Ed Sheeran has just done a record. He's just smashed the Met record in New York, the Met Stadium, with 89,000 Ed Sheeran fans in there. So the end of the show today, the Tuesday Completed Mate, is in the style of you just walking off stage after performing to 89,000 people. So how would yours sound? I can give you the crowd.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
There we go.
Anyway, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. We've got loads, but the best one, I think, by far is Angie off of Wisconsin in the other side of Essex.
Yes.
Because Essex is the biggest county in the world. So Angie from Wisconsin is ending the show in just a second in the style of somebody walking off a stage after playing to 89,000 people. She's coming next after the winner of the Eight Cinema Music. Who is it going to be? Joe Kinch, the Nightcrawlers, Push the Feeling, or Nelly Ride With Me? Who do you reckon won that one?
Well, see, I want to say Nightcrawlers.
Do you?
Yeah, but I feel like the song's...
Override With Me.
I feel like the song's been remade too many times.
It's 27 degrees outside. Do you not think Nelly would work?
I think Nelly's probably won.
Yay. Must be the money.
Oh, well done.
Let's get it on. Joe Kinch is next. Have a good evening. We'll see you tomorrow from 3.
I thank each and every one of you for coming out tonight and celebrating the music. I love you all. Drive safe and make smart choices. Tuesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.